let's all introduce ourselves for who's on this round, starting with you.
I'm Rob Cohen. I was a writer on the show.
David Cross. I was a gopher.
I was Bob Odenkirk. I performed on the show, and I scribbled a few little notations once in a while.
Jeff Kahn delivered a lot of coffee, massages, and begged to get on and did some writing.
God, I wish I said something funny.
No, look at this. Look here. See that? One of those is Ben. If you can guess, write it down, send it to us, and you can win the food they're eating.
The irony is my hair is more like Dennis Miller's now.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. This is three men and a... I'm not going to do one of those commentaries where we say exactly what's going on.
And now they're opening a door.
This is TV.
And now they're walking through the room.
This is television. What's happening?
I watched a commentary on a movie the other day where the director just said, "Oh, I love this scene. Oh, I love this scene." Every scene.
I laughed. This was one of the giddiest scenes where we laughed, where I couldn't stop laughing. Remember?
What I think is incredible is the...
You don't remember, but I laughed for like 40 minutes. And
you actually crack up?
I can't believe the makeup job on Janine there is intense.
Yeah.
She really looks good.
She looks like an old man.
She looks like Bob.
Yeah.
You know what, Ben?
We tried to reach this guy, didn't we? For the I forgot.
It was Ole, not Ole Oldington. It was...
You're Steve Guttenberg.
Who's
Andy?
Andy's Ted Danson.
Yeah.
And you're Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm. Either look
what
like
are those
Tom
guys
Selleck.
Today?
There's something really compelling about that Tom Selleck makeup.
You really should.
I actually think Bob is very attractive.
Yeah.
It's so international male.
Yeah. It's got that kind of European Yanni-ish kind of look to it.
Andy looks like a supervillain with a giant brain just blotting.
Okay, who wrote this sketch? Does anybody?
I wrote this.
You didn't.
My brother Bill. It was his idea. Back when I was at SNL and sat around for years because they could never do it.
Really? So you had this on the shelf? You pulled it out of the trunk.
Well, yeah. I don't think it was ever written up. It was just a notion.
You brought an old idea to the show.
Yes, I did. It was like a year old.
Thank you. Look how young and chipper everyone is.
Yeah, Jesus.
Pre-babies.
Don't. Oh, no.
Andy's the only one who still is the same.
Yeah.
Andy has more energy now.
And Dave, had you been on the show at this point? You came on for 11, like the last two? You want to explain how you came on the show?
Yeah, well, I entered the contest. I was just getting junior mints. I was loading up on junior mints because on the back of the junior mints thing, they'd have win a writing spot on Ben Stiller's show, and I just got a bunch of those, kept sending them in.
Right. We got about 500 entries.
Right. Yeah, and I was responsible for like 500, all 500. And eventually in the second drawing.
So you played
the
odds.
Yeah.
I mean, Cross, you had that 1942 Buick that you drove in with, and you said you'd never get rid of.
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah.
I'll play along. I had a 1942 Buick that I said I'd never get rid of, and then...
the greatest moment in history is coming up. Remember watching the tape of all of his takes as Van Hammersley?
I remember asking Judd for that. I wanted a copy of just because he kept cracking up. There were about 15 in a row.
That is the greatest.
And this was, Bob, you wrote this sketch, didn't you?
Well, I did Manson first, just as, doing the advice or whatever. Right?
Manson.
Right.
What was when did you get the idea to do?
Well, I don't know. I watched Manson get interviewed.
You do Charles Manson as a funny character.
Well, I've always thought he was hilarious. I don't know if he's going for laughs, but he's getting them. And I thought he was funny, and I wanted to do something with him. And then this just came to me. This is like magic. Sent from God. I mean, it's so perfect.
Where's the fire?
I love the acting in this. It's perfect.
Yeah.
This looks great.
Did you direct this, Ben?
Yes, I did.
God, it looks great.
It was a really good sketch.
I was responsible for taking the color out, making it black and white.
Oh, wow. Everything is good about it. It's
this
exactly
is, I think,
right.
The best sketch on the show.
This is my favorite.
It was fun to do because we, I think, especially towards the end, I don't remember when we shot this, but just we knew kind of that our chances weren't that great for survival. So we just were kind of trying to have as much fun as possible and kind of go as far as we could go with spending money and things like that.
And it was great because while you guys were out shooting this, Jeff and Rob and I were back in the office playing video games.
Yes.
And
playing Tank Battle.
Tank Battle 2002.
And watching Jeff and Andy have fist fights over who got to be Woody Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, those were good days.
Isn't it weird to think that kid is now 20?
I was going
to
say, he's 20, he's 30.
Jack. Hi, Mr. friend's dinner. I'm Star.
Hold your horses, mister.
You got to walk it like you're talking. Wop, wop, bloop, wop.
Man, the sets are great.
Yeah, this Star this
looks
piece
so
is
good. How did you make it look so good?
Well, we just basically, would reference the originals.
Right.
You know, you just grab the original and look at it and then try to recreate it as much as you could.
It's like a visual salute.
Visual salute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You
can lock me. And, you can't block me up. Insane. It's kind of fun just to watch it.
I have
Manson shaved his head at one point, right?
You know, the reason I can play Manson is he's filled with hate.
Right.
And I can duplicate that.
Yeah.
But what is the... you coming up, you say the wok chocolate, like you just start distinctively gibberish.
Wow. That's what he does. That's how he's gotten as far as he has.
I'm going to teach you with a knife.
Yeah, we shot this out at the Disney Ranch out back in... Saugus or something. Yeah, like
is that where they shot Lassie?
I think they shot everything
that
ever existed there. Anything that ever had trees.
How did we afford that?
What?
Were we able to afford that?
I mean, I don't know. They let you go and use these places, and they're always looking for business.
That's the barn that was in MASH, right?
That is
the famous MASH barn,
Yeah.
But we were filming.
Dennis was really hanging on to the 80s.
Not hungry.
Dennis was actually a good interview, sort of, for this show.
Well, he
was
funny.
Yeah,
funny, and he, just kind of had an attitude and
put us down.
Yeah.
Is this where he puts us down?
Is this where he says we're going to be canceled, too? Or he sort of prophesized that in this one?
Love the cast. Jeez.
Watch my incredible improvisatory skills, and they just nod.
And now let's talk about this. I know you're going to talk about this, Ben, but this is what the show ended up as. We had three openings to the show.
Three pilots.
Three possible sort of runners that link sketches that you tried.
Right, that we actually shot.
And it was shot, and then finally ended up, with you just saying, look, I'm just going to get some celebrities on, which will please the network, and I'll interview them, and won't waste all our time, and we can go write sketches, which is great.
That was the idea, to try to get on the air.
Ben, just talk about the other two for a second.
The clubhouse?
The pool party.
Well, the first one
was this crazy.
We were an actual house up in the Hollywood Hills. The idea was kind of to try to have a storyline going on in between the sketches.
Right, because people love that.
Yeah. And,
didn't you have Tom Jones in one of those?
So there was
a weird house up in the hills. It actually...
It was your house, and everybody was...
It's actually the guy who owns the Improv in L.A. It was his house.
Oh, Mark Wano.
And we shot this whole thing with everybody, right? You coming in as... What were you doing in there?
I don't know. We're your friends.
Friends and girlfriend. And it just was ridiculous. And
Kristen
Kristen Minter.
Minter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then that didn't work, and then we shot another version where I had a clubhouse.
That was
with
so
the
cool.
Pizza delivery guy.
That was cool.
Yeah.
The clubhouse was so retarded. But the,
was
I think
horrible.
The story
it
was
so
the worst.
It's embarrassing.
And I think we're going to include some clips from those the original pilot, just so people
that's
can
great.
See. And then at the end of the day, it was just like, well, they're really not going to pick the show up unless you guys can come up with something that's, that actually...
You're going to be street kids, right? Just kids living on the street, under a bridge.
Yeah, we were just... We're desperate to just get the sketches on the air.
Kids under a bridge who had access to, $500,000 worth of...
Yeah, union crew.
So we
because people like that. They like to, come back to a reference point and really comedy.
We ended up just shooting these little Super 8 kind of in-between interstitial things, we call them. And, it was really just kind of a failure of imagination. We couldn't come up with anything that would
It's very hard,
That would actually link everything together.
It's really hard. And the sketches are the fun part. And you're just trying to link them and come up with some...
Those links never work.
Never work.
They never work.
Watch Mr. Show. You'll
How's
see
that cracker,
complete
Bob?
Failure. Really good.
You didn't do, a clubhouse.
No, but we linked our sketches.
Yeah, well.
You did link your sketches.
A lot of them are garbage. Well.
Hey, does this, later on, does this have
not like a
Andy
home link. You didn't home
is
link
that
it.
This episode?
What's in this one?
Later on, is that's when he freaked out and I chased him down Santa Monica in full drag and people thought I was trying to beat up a hooker, a cross-dresser.
Who?
Andy. You were.
Well, I was, but a different hooker.
Oh, Andy is Sandra Bernhard.
Andy is Sandra Bernhard when he took off in full
heels.
I told
Sandra Bernhard that we did that.
That was a good Pacino.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it was very good Pacino.
Yes.
Not even up to me.
I don't need this, I don't need this. I don't need any of this crap.
Okay, now talk about this one.
You wrote this, Bob, didn't you?
I wrote this, actually.
Who? You did, Rob.
Yes.
Oh, good. Explain this.
This was basically the Gap campaign had this incredibly pompous guy named Max Blagg, I think, who would do
a whole
stream of consciousness crap about poetry. So I just thought, you know, clowns being a hack. And we just parodied it and did it sort of in the style he did.
A lot of black and white in this.
I must say, it looks great.
It looks fantastic. Exactly like the
black
Gap
and white.
Ads.
Black and white. That's the key.
That's the key to the
show.
Key
to humor. Yes. Oh, this is a great bit.
And this is a pretty cool Ben Stiller Show bit because it uses a real celebrity.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bonaducci.
Yeah.
Still.
It was cool hanging out with him.
He was great.
Yeah.
He loves
he and Dennis
song.
Had the same haircut.
He was really fun on set. He was like really psyched to be there. And
yes.
Really,
I actually ran into him about 6 months ago. He's a very popular morning talk show host personality.
Yeah,
in LA.
And boxer.
Yeah. And yeah, that's right. He did
He's
celebrity
a black
boxing.
Belt.
Yeah. He's actually in good shape, and he was great. I remember meeting him when I was a little kid. My parents took me on the set of the Partridge Family. I was a
really?
Huge Partridge Family fan, and he flirted with my sister, who also had red hair. And
wow.
I was 13 at the time. Mr. Jennings. That's what my memory.
But he was like what 10 though? Well, it
also yeah, he was 10, but he was precocious.
Tending her spice garden.
When he did not when he did another thing on our on the Ben Stiller
he
show,
did
right?
Two things and Cassidy. We had him and
yeah, what
King
else?
Kane.
What else did he do?
I don't know. He did something else because I remember we were out in this hanging out somewhere and he was talking about how wild it was to be on the Partridge Family and his
this,
life.
This sketch has three great moments where it's you and Janine cracking up during the prayer and Andy. Beating up a trout, and then John O'Donohue and his wife in the car just staring while country music plays.
This is pretty good craziness.
This is a great
this
bit.
Is really good craziness yeah. for primetime TV. Look at that's
you're
real
upset.
Hair.
I like your upset.
That's real hair in my head.
Let's see.
Man.
This is 40 years ago, Bob.
Yeah. Damn time.
Time yeah. sucks. You've always hated time.
Yeah.
I'm growing to hate it more, I gotta say.
As time goes on, you just hate time more and more.
Have
that
you
is, that's your hair.
Yeah, and Andy's wig is really thinned out, too. He's so
weird.
That
run.
Such
Bob,
a
that
weird
run.
That is so
oh,
weird.
That's a great run. Go on.
That's like, that's I don't want to play dodgeball. I want
This is like Andy's real life.
His neighbors come over.
Go, what the hell are you doing?
And every time he's arrested, he says he has something in the kiln. Which
if
is
nothing that. Else, we provide a great clips for his E! True Hollywood
yeah.
Story.
Yeah.
Did you do that? Did you do
I did it.
I did it, too?
I did it, yeah.
That's very
Andy
nice
did
of you.
E! True Hollywood
yeah.
Story?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
I
need
it.
Some friends giving them like the you know
yeah
yeah that's what I said. Yeah.
I knew him in Chicago. I told him I'm working in the water up in Water Tower.
So who, this was
the best. This was the thing about
who?
I wrote this one. I had a lot in
you're
this show.
Course
this was
yeah.
No, I wasn't. I just did this.
Oh.
This
okay, that's Bruce Kirschbaum.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
You went to Davidson? I went to Davidson, too.
Go ahead, Ben. Ben knows the most about Bruce.
I don't know the most about
Bruce Kirschbaum. He was assigned to watch over us because he was an experienced writer. He'd worked on Fridays and all this other
and
stuff.
The Donnie Marie Show.
Donnie Marie Show.
He was assigned by the network to say, if you want to have a show on the air, you need an experienced writer to come and work with you. And he came in and
to guide us.
To guide
really,
us.
And
he ended up on camera a number of times. Didn't he, in the second show, he was on camera?
He ended up
pitching
getting fired
idea?
On camera, too.
Yeah.
He was trying to pitch.
No, he was in the first wraparound.
Remember?
He's in the first show.
He's in the first show.
He's pitching
you ideas.
Like,
he's pitching me catchphrases.
Oh, this made us laugh. See if we laugh. Oh.
He pitched Cup of Mud, right? He kept pitching Cup of Mud.
Cup of Mud and Autoerotica were his two sketches. Need I say more?
He has a hairball mustache.
But you,
still,
have to, you know, I mean, I feel bad.
He's a good guy.
Because he had to come into our
right.
world
yes.
and all of a sudden.
So anybody put in that position would have been.
Right.
I just
right.
talked to Sandra and told her that
fantastic.
We did this.
You did?
Yes. Because
why did you do that?
She
wasn't aware of it for 10 years.
Right.
And you tell her?
Yeah,
this is the real Sandra Bernhardt, we should say. It
yeah.
looks like Andy, but
Andy
this is actually the real
day.
Sandra Bernhardt.
Can I lick you? Yeah, there he goes.
Poison, right?
Well, enough of this. We got to get to it. Did you get a chance to read the script?
I love it.
He's a
yeah,
good
he's
Sandra Bernhardt.
He does a great job.
I know the mighty.
I think I wrote this one.
Brilliant script.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah,
it was
Let's
good.
Get to it.
Hope you don't mind, but I made a few adjustments. It's great. Make sure.
Yeah.
Critters 3.
You know,
remember Critters 3?
Look at you kids, my little Gretzky.
It's such an interesting combination, the show was, with real celebrities, celebrity impersonations, and then really absurd dry humor. It's so crazy to mix all that. Because usually if you do celebrities or you have real celebrities, the humor is always broad and obvious. You know what I mean? Like
they're always in a weird situation in the show, I think.
Each and every one of you.
It's a pretty interesting... You're talking about more like a kind of... Like what? Like a Saturday Night Live sort of?
Well, even SNL, yeah. They don't go for really dry, sort of absurd humor.
Right.
And when they do impersonations, they really don't.
It has to play in front of a live audience. A lot of this stuff probably, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
But you're also tailoring your stuff for a celebrity who's got a limited or a specific personality that you're playing to, especially if it's a sports figure.
I'm just saying the tone of this show was so interesting, and I think it took a while for people to figure it out. What this show could do that I think other shows hadn't done.
We were also figuring it out, obviously.
I think, we hit our stride like around like show five or six. It really kicked in.
Right. And then we started on the down.
And then we shot our watch.
Show 11 or 12. Yeah. So I think.
Wait, is this where he insults us?
No,
this is where he's predicting that this show is going to go.
Canceled.
Yeah.
It's in here. I'm looking forward to that.
But, Bob, can you talk for a second about how your experience getting to the show? And,
you
were the most experienced, I think, sketch writer on the show.
Indeed. I'd been brutalized by SNL longer than Ben, is all he's saying. I went to.
Well, I got out. I just.
This is just a you to the network.
I mean, this just gives you a sense of where the Fox Network was at this time. Yeah. We were making fun of what a dinky network they were.
Yeah, this was the mascot that...
I mean,
all they really had at this point was Married with Children, wasn't it? Was that like their flagship show? And that was about it.
And The Simpsons.
And they didn't really
But The Simpsons wasn't... Was it huge yet?
No.
Was it like the icon it was at that point?
Wasn't it by that time?
It was,
I think
92.
It was still,
This is a great bit.
Yes, this is my love of horrible variety shows and rickshaws.
Look at this guy. Oh, do you remember the notes?
Rip Taylor.
Yeah. Do you remember the notes
real,
we all got?
There's
a real celebrity.
Remember he was sent us those notes?
Yes.
Like he was so happy to.
I still, on the little photo cards.
Oh, yes, sir. You're Tito Gallegos, the pig Latin lover. Okay, here you go.
Thank you, Officer Taylor.
Whoa, there he is.
This was actually the second time
he's great, though, man.
Tito Gallegos.
Oh, this was the second one, right?
Yeah, did the album promo the first time.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually ended up going to lunch with him and Susan Anton at the canteen. And he used to work in Congress, Rip Taylor.
Really?
Yeah, he was
a page.
No, like he's actually incredibly
He was a four-term congressman,
nice.
A senator from Alaska. You didn't know that?
No, I'm from Canada.
What movie is he in? He's in like a really good movie, right?
Casablanca?
Rip Taylor?
No, he's in...
He plays a bad guy, though.
How did you do this singing, Ben? I never figured out how to...
I don't know.
I had trouble writing the words down in big Latin. I don't know how you even...
I just never figured out how you could do all this singing.
Just hoping my daughter never sees this. How do you explain this to children, Bob? How do you explain what you do to your children? Or do
I don't, and they don't care. When I say, Daddy's going to be on TV, you want to see this? I'm on TV. But I put it on, it doesn't. Who cares?
What?
I'm not a Muppet, so who cares?
I like how excited the extras are in this, throwing umbrellas and attaché cases at you.
But can you go back, Bob?
What did you want me to say? How I got to the show.
Yeah,
right.
Because I didn't feel like you were the kind of senior sketch writer.
So I was at SNL for 4 years, and that's where I met Ben, and we shared an office for the brief time that he was there.
Right.
You were there for 5 weeks?
5 weeks. That's
5 weeks.
In and out.
And very frustrated, and I don't blame you.
You threw a phone. You threw a phone across the room.
Yeah,
you threw a phone across the room.
I did one thing.
But don't you think being there for 4 years, just from my brief time there, being there 4 years is like an incredible feat, an endurance feat. Right?
It is, I think. Yeah.
It's also getting out is an even bigger feat, apparently.
Yeah.
Clearly.
crazy.
Yeah, so anyways, I learned a lot, though, honestly. I really did. I mean, Jim Downey and Al Franken and Robert Smigel are great sketch writers, and I really learned a lot, picked up a lot from them. But I was never really able to use it at that show. I didn't really succeed there. I didn't get things on. I was really frustrated for 4 years. And when I just knew I wanted
Mango
to perform more.
Mango
finally got on years after I left.
That's exciting.
Really?
So I came out here and I was doing a one-man show. And then Andy joined my one-man show, which still made it a one-man show. And
like, wait, back up.
Ooh. Yeah, think about
wait,
it.
Wait. Can we?
Are you saying ooh like bad or ooh look at think
ooh,
about
like,
that?
That's a bad joke.
That would have been cool.
Ooh, that's titillating.
Yeah, that's a bad joke. So then
you guys have moved on to your entree. Look, you're untouched salad left, and now you're untouched entrees.
Dessert noodles.
It's hard to talk and eat at the same time.
But it'd when I came to the show, I was raring to go. I had a lot of ideas, and I'd learned a lot about sketch writing, and I just wanted a chance to do the stuff I did. Now, a lot of the stuff, we were able to do films and video pieces on this show, and we weren't limited to live, and that's a great thing. I mean, America's Most Suspicious, Three Men and an Old Man, and Manson are all things you couldn't do live. You couldn't do them. They would just have no, it wouldn't be fun. You couldn't play the jokes right. And so the show was a great, great break for me. And I got getting to use it. I mean, the amount of freedom we had was amazing.
Yeah, that was, I mean, when I think back on it, I think about just the strange sort of setup of it, that we were just kind of doing what we wanted to do, really.
Yeah.
Within this, you know, framework of working for a network, but there wasn't, I don't think anybody, I don't know what it was, if they didn't care or they just weren't aware.
Well, that was their edge. Show.
Yeah, their focus was on
the edge
with all the stuff.
And that's what kept going.
Hey kids, it's me, Foxy the Fox Network Fox. Skank returns next week, and limbs will be flying when his kids get gangrene. It'll be Fox Fantastic Horrific Courageous.
Okay, well, that's about it. Dennis, thanks for doing the show. Did you have fun?
Dan, thanks for having me, man. I hope I helped you a little mentally. Did I get inside
you did,
that pain
actually.
And calm you down?
You definitely did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a good time, and I tell you, I love the show. If I could make one qualification, and I hate to do this, but I do a lot of things I hate. You're not out there enough, Ben. Mm-hmm. Shooting the short films, all the heavy editing, going into the lab, doing the post-op. I don't know that's that human. You got to be out there. You got to be out there, like, doing it freeform, on the edge, like Julie Brown. And no, I don't mean Wubba 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 from Lancaster England. I mean, you know, the real edge.
That's what we aspire to. But
Cage, take the point. Get out there, damn it. Somebody's got to front this whole operation, and you should be the guy. Forget the editing. Forget all that crap. Just...
Well, that's it. So we'll see you next week.
I know judo and aikido. You like that? How about this? You think I'm a your pet? I'll pet you. I'll pet the whole world with a knife. And then I'll rock it to sleep. Go. I'm outside.